If you have a Bible tonight, you'll find our text in the book of 1 Chronicles. Book of 1 Chronicles. That is the book that is stuck together in your Bible because you hadn't been in there in a while, because you can't pronounce the words in there. But we'll just look at a little phrase in there tonight. My, after the choir and Brother Burns singing of a backslidden, lost Mormon preacher ought to be able to preach behind that. Thank the Lord for the good singing that has helped us tonight and pointed us to our precious Lord. We want to mine around again tonight in that little phrase that we began looking at yesterday. Unknown here, but well known over there. We're living in a day and age where many are seeking to be well known here. And that will cost you if nobody over there knows you, especially if he doesn't know you. I want to be known by him, don't you? We looked yesterday morning at Naaman's little maid. Gracious, they don't even give her a name. Nobody knowed her even enough to give her a name. But I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, but it seemed like to me she had lit it up over there. And we looked at her as the unknown connector and how God used her as a connector between God and a leprous man to make him white as snow. And then last evening we looked at Ananias, the one who touched Paul and completed the salvation work in him as the unknown follower. Just a question tonight to you that was here yesterday. It's not a trick question. God forbid I'd give you a trick question. Anybody here tonight, the little maid or Ananias, either one of them or both of them, helped you yesterday? Would you raise your hand if it did? Now keep them up. Do you know one of them has been gone for hundreds of years, and one of them's been gone for thousands of years? And with your hand up tonight, they're still clipping coupons. Wouldn't it be wonderful tonight to live a life that if the Lord doesn't come back thousands of years, people will still be clipping coupons because you came through here? Are you listening to me tonight? But you're going to have to live a life where you're probably unknown here, but well known over there. I turn our attention to 1 Chronicles chapter 27 tonight. Had a man who only got a phrase, but oh, what a phrase it is. I call him the unknown keeper, the unknown keeper. His name is mentioned in the last part of verse 28. And over, the little word over can be translated keeper. Over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal-Hanan, the Gittite. But I'm interested in this man. Over the sellers of oil was Joash, unknown keeper. Oil in the Bible is a type of the Holy Ghost. If you're saved tonight, God has made you a oil container. You have the Holy Ghost inside of you. And very protective of that container tonight. Not to grieve or quench its contents. I'll leave with you tonight a little prayer. I would like to emphasize it over and over tonight. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. I wonder tonight if you want some more oil in your lamp. Joash was the keeper of the cellars of oil. As we begin to unpack this man's life tonight, I draw our attention to the person of this keeping. His name was Joash. His name means Jehovah assembles about. And Jehovah, the self-existent one, the God who is always now. Even if it was done a million years ago in eternity past, for God, it is now. If it is going to be done yet a million years in the future, for God, it is now. Everything is now to Him. I love that, don't you? Assembled about. Joash was a man who lived most of his life in secret, who had the self-existent, eternal, now God all around him, in him, and through him. How in this world could I have that preacher in my life? Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. You interested in some more oil in your lamp? Surely there's not a soul in this building tonight that's got a full lamp, I doubt, needing some more oil. First Chronicles chapter 7 tells us that Joash's daddy's name was Becher. The little word means a young camel that was used to carry a heavy load a long distance. Oh, I tell you tonight, if you and I are to persevere till the end and carry the heavy loads that God places upon us, our prayer is going to have to be, I don't know if you've gotten it yet or not, maybe way over your head, give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. Says too in that text in 1 Chronicles 7 that Becher's sons were mighty men of valor. They were champions, strong warriors, had a history of fighting battles. So David has chosen this man for probably the most important person in all of his cabinet. All of his cabinet members were public figures. But this man is a secret figure. Nobody knows him, but I tell you, heaven knows him. How come? He's always talking about he wanting more oil in his lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. When I think about old Joash, I think about that little song that Kitty Suffield wrote years ago, Little as Much When God Is In It. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Yeah. Old Kitty Suffield seemed like her life was a waste. She wanted to be a great soprano singer and sing at the New York Opera. She married an old dirt farmer. About all she ever did was teach music and teach voice lessons. She had a voice lesson pupil. She said it seemed like he couldn't sing a lick. She's trying to teach him how to sing, and he just never could get it right. One day she told him, she said, I think if I was to lower the music for you an octave and get it down in a lower bass frame, I believe it would help you. And it did. His name was George Beverly Shea. Oh, little as much when you're interested in, give me some more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. talking about the person of the keeping. But I see in our text tonight the place of the keeping. The Bible says in verse 28 that he was over the keeper of the cellars. Did not know if you'd see that S or not. There was more than one of these, multiple places. Joash was over all of these, so don't miss it. Joash, all of his work was done in secret, out of the public eye. No one knew him. He didn't have any kind of knowledge of anybody knowing him, save him. Oh, the king knowed about him. He went to work every day in an underground, dark, cold, damp, musty, dirty place where strange critters lurk, spiders, bugs, rats, to name but a few. He's unknown to the world. He's well known over there. Preacher, how in this world do you know that he's well known over there? Because when the historian was writing the Old Testament history, he come over in his mind and he blowed in his mind. He said, mention Joash so that he'll be recorded for now and all of eternity. I'd say he had lit it up over there. You listening to me? How in this world did he get to do that? Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, the breath of God has breathed his name into the historical writers. I don't know where God's placed you tonight. Little unknown place. Maybe he's stuck you taking care of a bunch of snotty-nosed kids. Give you a hard time all day long. But oh, if you've got oil in your lamp, just let it shine in that little house. Let it shine where you're at. I don't know where God's got you stuck tonight, but shine on. Cry out to God, give me more oil in my lamp. Let me burn for you. Oh, I read a quote the other day, spoke to my heart. Don't trim your lamp to make others comfortable. Are you listening to me tonight? Old devil wants us to turn our lamp down. That light's bothering us. Do you ever get around people, the light bothers them. They can't sleep. I say light the whole place up. I got Georgia poles on either end of the house, 100-watt bulb burning in. How come? I like light. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, don't trim your lamp. Make others feel comfortable. I don't know where God's got you stuck tonight. If he's put the Holy Ghost, if you're a Holy Ghost container tonight, let your light shine tonight, the place of the keeping. But I see the possession of the keeping. They use this oil, this major item was for lighting. Exodus 27 said that they needed to keep those lamps in the temple burning every now and then. Heaven forbid. They had to keep them burning 24 hours a day. Yes. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. You know, it don't take much light. You don't have to shine much light to light up the darkness. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I was a fat boy then. Mom and Dad took us to Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. And I don't know, the whole time we was walking in that cave, I was a dumb 12-year-old, because if they'd have given me a test, I had all that ADD and DDL, all of that stuff. 10th grade three times, but I noticed that everything was downhill. And we finally ended up a mile and a half underground. And the only thing I could think of is everything was downhill. I realized that everything was going to be uphill. Little did I know they had an elevator. Why didn't they take us down there on the elevator? But we come out into a room. I don't want to evangelistically speak it, but it was at least five times bigger than this auditorium, a mile and a half under the ground. They said they could put seven locomotives in there. And the old Smokey the Bear Ranger, he said every year about this time, we pick a group to do an experiment on them. And when he said them, all the lights went out. I'd heard them talk about, man, it's so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of you. Yep, they're right, I couldn't see my hand in front of me. I've heard the old timers say, man, it was so dark you could feel it. Yep, I could feel it, so dark. And I remember him striking a match, and it seemed like that was the greatest light I'd ever seen in all my life. I'm telling you, we're living in a dark world. You ain't got to put a floodlight on it. Oh, just let a little bit of that light of the Holy Ghost out. Oh, it can light up a lot of things. You college students, you're dealing with a bunch of pagan professors. You ain't got to get ugly. Just let your light shine a little bit. Well, how can I do that, preacher? It's awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not, but it'll be way over your head. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. Charles Haddon Spurgeon was out walking one night with one of his young preacher boys from his college, and the street man was lighting the street lamps. He asked the young preacher boy, he said, what do you see there? He said, oh, Mr. Spurgeon, he says, all I see is a man lighting the lamps. He said, Mr. Spurgeon, what do you see? He said, I see a man punching a hole in the darkness. Yeah. Oh, that is what he has called you and I that are Holy Ghost containers tonight. We are to punch a hole in the darkness. Amen. How can we do it? Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning till the break of day. Oh, they use that oil for lighting. But I noticed too, several places in the scriptures, they use that oil for healing. We had an experience of that yesterday. Anointed dear man here with the oil. Preacher told us very clearly that the oil was not the element, but it was the prayer of faith. But that oil is a picture of the Holy Ghost. If there is any healing in your body tonight, he will have to be the conduit tonight to apply the healing stripes of the dying Savior to your body to heal you. I was reminded of that so often with this bladder cancer that I had. I guess I had it. I hope I had it, past tense. I'm fixing to be put to sleep for the fifth time to make sure it's gone. But I remember the day I had the bladder cancer surgery, being prideful, and I know none of you are like that, prideful and arrogant. The doctor told me, he said, you know, he said, I probably ought to, before I wake you up, put a catheter in there and let it stay for two or three days. I said, oh, I don't want no catheter. I said, I'll be fine. And I was. I went to Waffle House after it was over, felt good. 3 o'clock that afternoon, I needed a catheter. Bad. I could have got one that morning while I was asleep. But now, I'm going to get one while I'm awake. Take all of the pride out of you. And About 9 o'clock that night, I was in the emergency room. It got stopped up. And I started having bladder spasms. I don't know if any of you men have ever had a bladder spasm or not. I read an article not long ago, said it's the closest thing that a man can have to a woman having birth pains. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sure lit me up. When they would come all of a sudden, and I would scream at the top of my lungs, scare myself to death and scare her to death too. One morning I had screamed at the top of my lungs, and the good Holy Ghost, the oil container, he whispered to me. He said, you know, Jesus didn't act like that when he was going through his pain. And he told me, he said, why don't you get your songbook? And the next time you have one of them bladder spasms, why don't you sing? One of my favorite songs during them bladder spasms was, oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I was down at the urologist. PA down there, she's a black lady, African American. Oh, she loves God so much. I was in the room waiting on her to come, and she stuck a head in the door. She said, Lord, have mercy. She said, I was wondering what happened to him, a preacher man, since he got his cancer out. Well, about the time she stuck a head in the door, I was having a bladder spasm. Me and Beth had struck out in a verse of, oh, come, let us adore him. And she stuck her head in there, and that African-American voice said, oh, come, let us adore him. What are y'all doing down there to urologists? We're having a meeting. Did it help you with your pain? Absolutely not. But the good Holy Ghost helped me to focus on the stripes of healing, the only thing that could help me at all. You listening to me tonight? Oh, that good Holy Ghost inside of you in your darkest hour, in your greatest pain tonight, he ought to be refocusing you off of your pain and upon the giver of pain tonight. Oh, I'm loving that even while I'm preaching it. Oh, I see also in our text the present for this keeper. Joash was over the security and the distribution of the oil. One writer said that this was King David's Fort Knox. He probably made more money out of these sellers of oil than in any other commodity that he had. I wonder how often Joash would be visited. Nobody ever come by there too much, except the king. He'd come by there every now and then. What in the world is he coming by there? He's checking on his oil. I would assure you tonight that if you're an oil container tonight, he has told you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You have his abiding presence, but you can be assured there'll be his manifested presence. He's coming by to check on his oil. How come? Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. You say, preacher, he ain't never been by me. It may be there ain't no need of checking on nothing. Brother Jim and I was talking about that tonight. I hear all kind of singers. I know good and well they must wonder why this little group or this person will sing and just heaven will come down. And this other little group will sing and the crowd is, how come? One's got God on them, one ain't. used to go to a little church up in the mountains up above Lenore, North Carolina. There's a young girl there in that church. She never could be on tune with that track. It was always off. Couldn't sing, but I never heard her sing. She didn't bust the crowd. She had the Holy Ghost dripping all off from her. She had a full lamp. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Could I mention last of all the power of this keeping tonight? One of the uses of this oil that Joash was over and the keeper of was for an anointing. Anointing. I poured it on King David. I tell you what tonight, I don't care if you sing, I don't care if you teach Sunday school, I don't care if you preach, don't care if you're gonna share it with the next door neighbor. If you ain't never been filled with the Holy Ghost, quit it. Don't do it no more. It's the letter of the law. It's killing everything that it touches. If you've got an empty vessel, quit it. You're killing everything you touch. Listening to me tonight? I was studying this the other day because, you know, they taught me down at Bob Jones that you get all the Holy Ghost you're going to get when you got saved. I'm glad Jesus didn't take that course and messed him all up. Because he said, how much more shall he give the Spirit? How much more oil will he give Spirit to those that ask for? And I got to studying that thing. In Ephesians chapter number 1, Paul, when he's dealing with salvation, he talks about being sealed with the Holy Ghost. When you got saved, what you got was a seal of the Holy Ghost. But it is only through sanctification that you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Over and over, there's more and more and more oil. That little word "fill" has the meaning of a bottomless vessel. What in the world wants a vessel ain't got no bottom in it? I tell you how come it doesn't have a bottom in, because the bottom's been kicked out and it has been emptied of everything that was in it. So now he can take the vessel and immerse it in the Holy Ghost and it'll flow freely through there. Has there ever been a time when you had the bottom kicked out of you, emptied you of your stinking self, and he's immersed you in there, and your cry tonight is, give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning till the break of day. It's got to be a must. It's got to be a must. I was thinking tonight in closing, I wonder how many times Joash would come home at night and his body would just be covered with that sheen of oil, that shininess. He'd have it on his hands. I wonder how many times his wife said, honey, would you be careful? Said, everywhere you're stepping, you're leaving the prints of that oil. Everywhere you step, you're leaving the prints of that oil. And say, honey, when you come in the house, I can smell that oil on you. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if we had enough oil in our lamp tonight? We are leaving footprints of the good Holy Ghost everywhere we walk, and we got to smell the sin of God upon us. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. I'm telling you, you ain't got to spend much time with God getting more oil. I don't even have to go in the golden pantries. I go in there and just pay for my gas. I ain't in there a minute. And I come back out. She said, gracious, you smell like fried chicken. I wasn't in there but a minute. And I got the smell of golden pantry on me. Oh, you ain't got to spend much time alone with God in the secret place of the Almighty. He'll fill your lamp with more oil. You can leave his footprints everywhere you go. Have that sin upon you, and others will know that your lamp is full. Oh, don't trim your lamp. Make others comfortable. Remember, God has put you as an oil container so you can punch a hole in the darkness. I wonder if you're here tonight. You say, preacher, far as I know, I ain't got no oil in me at all. I'd be like them virgins if he come tonight. I'd be trying to beg, borrow, and steal oil before he closed the door. Are you listening to me tonight? Preacher, you got any idea what I ought to do? Yeah, I'd wallow around in this altar and I'd cry as long as I could. Give me some oil, oh God, in my lamp. Maybe you're here tonight and you need some more oil tonight. Maybe you need tonight to have such oil that you'd leave the footprints of the good Holy Ghost everywhere you go. The old songwriter said it well when he said, and I sort of tweaked it for my own benefit. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning. Give me more oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me more oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. I wonder if it would be your prayer tonight. Give me more oil in my lamp, oh Lord. Keep me burning till the break of day. We're standing tonight. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Preacher's coming tonight.
Brian, you come get a song. Church, for the last several weeks, we have been meditating upon praying like the Savior. His prayers are always answered. Never was a prayer of our Lord denied. I remind you what our Savior said, church. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You go to asking for more oil. You go to asking for the Holy Spirit. You go to asking for him. You will not be denied. Altar's open. You mind the Lord. You mind the Holy Ghost. Brother Brian, you lead us, whatever.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. See? King of kings, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil.
Are you dry tonight?
I pray. Give me oil in my lamp.
Is your life just where the oil used to be?
Keep me burning.
Or is there a flow tonight? Is there a feeling tonight?
Lord, give us oil in our lamps. Keep us burning, burning, burning. Give us oil in our lamps. I pray, give us oil in our lamps. Keep us burning, burning, burning. Keep us burning till the break of day. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of kings. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day.
Sing now.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp.
Daddy, that's what your family needs.
Give me oil in my lamp.
It's what they need over there at school. It's what they need at work.
Keep me burning.
It's what we must have in this church.
Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day.
There are a lot of lives tonight. There are a lot of churches, there are a lot of services tonight that are just smoky. You light a dry wick, you'll end up with nothing but smoke. But where there is oil, the flame burns brightly. You can have as much of him tonight as you want. And the bottom line is, if you're saved tonight, you have as much of him as you want. Don't lie and blame the preacher, or blame the congregation, or blame somebody else. No. That person, that man, that woman, that boy or girl in the mirror. There's all for the asking. There's all for the receiving. Everybody wants to be a big blaze. Takes the oil. Takes the oil. Takes the oil. Father, oh, Father. Holy Father, righteous Father, we ask of thee more oil. more feeling. For Lord, you're not an evil Father. You're righteous, holy, good. You're our eternally heavenly Father. Lord, you'll not deny your children that are hungry and thirsty for you, that are desiring of more oil. Lord, I pray, God, we'd pant after you and long for the oil. Thank you for the truth of the Word of God tonight. Lord, we've asked you to glorify yourself, to grant knowledge and knowledge of you and your joy and your love. We've asked you to sanctify us, O Lord, with your truth, for your word is truth. And Lord, it's all so you can pour in oil, so we can burn for your honor and your glory. Thank you for the faithfulness of the man of God this night to preach the word of God. Seal it in our hearts and in our souls, for your honor and your glory. You know, you can get in a room or a service that's nothing but smoky, and it'll burn your eyes. But you can get in a service where the oil's a flowing. It might wet your eyes with tears. And I want to tell you, that's exactly what we need tonight. Our eyes flowing with tears because our hearts are burning with the oil of the Lord. Amen. I want to sing another verse. I mean, act like you was in the primaries and you didn't care who heard. You just wanted to sing at the top of your lungs. Give me oil. Sing it one more time, Brother
Give
Brian.
Me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The difference in singing, the difference in preaching, and the difference in churches, it's not a man's education, it's not a man's abilities, it's the difference of the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost of God. There is no substitute. God, help us to hunger for it. Speak to one another. Appreciate you being in the service. Service time tomorrow night, 7:00. You're at liberty if you've got an oil-filled lamp tonight. Don't forget the offering plates for Brother Tom.